Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2016, and we're really excited for everything that's going on. My goodness, got some great news for you. And got my staff in the chat room for you if you want to chat in some questions for me. We're doing less and less dreams because the dreams just take up too much time. We don't have enough time, but we do special classes for that. But anyway, I've got some new prophetic words for this month, for the month of June, and the next couple months, actually, the season that we're moving into right now, and also some strategies that you can apply for your finances. Go to my website, DougAddison.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, download the free Periscope app, and I'm doing daily spontaneous videos again on Facebook Live, the video, or Periscope. Also, my daily prophetic words, many of you know me for those, hashtag daily prophetic, go to Twitter or Facebook, or get them like I do, right, to deliver to your email box, and just go to my website, DougAddison.com, click on the daily prophetic, and while you're there, in the upper right corner of the front page, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. That's what we all need. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this time. Wow, we thank you for the good things you're doing right now and how you've done some amazing, amazing things and how you're about to do something new. And this June is a time to break the gloom in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, in case you didn't hear, I received a major healing while I was at the Canada Glory Awakening in Hamilton, Ontario. I was there just last weekend. More later. That's with Todd Bentley, by the way. And I'm going to remind you later about following them there. And boy, it's a really outpouring of the Holy Spirit happening. And I got a massive miracle. I'm so excited to tell you. Also, let's just go into the prophetic words right now. God is moving quickly, strongly, and strangely. That's what he spoke to me. And this is a turning point right now. This month is a time where things are going to start happening very fast, a fast pace. And watch as a new door is going to open to you, start to appear right after June 13th. And here's why God spoke to me really clearly today about this, is that's the end of the Jewish Feast of Weeks, also known as First Fruits. Leviticus 23:15. We're no longer under the law, but God's still on a Jewish calendar, in case you didn't know. But see, it occurs 7 weeks after Passover. So right now, or this month, we're going to move into 7 weeks after Passover. Seven is a really important number because it's the number of completion. That's right before new beginnings. So God released something powerful from heaven right at Passover, and it's going to start to show up in your life after June 13th. You're going to see some opportunities come. If you didn't see my prophetic word about this last month, check it out. It's called Why Is It Safe for You to Hope Again? And you can get that on my website. I released more on this part, on Passover, but why this last Passover was so strategic. And I've been having divine encounters nonstop since Passover in the month of April. I'm talking nonstop, and they're getting really intense. So now, 7 weeks later, June 13th, God is going to jumpstart those things that he began to speak to you or that he released in the month of April. So God spoke to me, and this is in my word that you'll see on my website, that Isaiah 60 is what's happening right now. And you can pull any prophetic promise, any verse from Isaiah 60 and begin to pray it in and watch, and things are going to start to come quickly. I'm seeing this in my life. I grabbed hold of five of those verses for myself, and I've been praying them in on a regular basis. Now, suddenly, things are shifting. God's moving quickly, and this is one of the verses that I grabbed hold of, and in Isaiah 60, in verse 22, the least of you will become a thousand and the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. So here's the deal. That's a prophetic promise right there. God's raising up the smallest to become mighty. He's pulling people together right now. And for those who have walked through that time of pruning or purging over this last year, This is the time that you're going to be raised up to new levels of authority. And according to verse 22, he's going to do it swiftly, and it's going to start in June. So watch as this opens up. Another verse I got was Amos 9:13. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will overtake the plowman, and the planter will, by the one treading grapes, new wine will drip from the mountains and flow from the hills. This is a season change right now. This is a promise that God's doing something. He's shifting things over. We're going to see new wine, new ideas, new anointings, new gifts are going to start flowing, new movements. We're going to see new harvest. And that is where you begin to reap the benefits of the things that you've done. And it's going to look different. Listen to me. It's going to look different than previous times. So many people are going to be tempted to judge or reject it. And it might even appear evil to some people because God is doing things outside the box for the sake of the harvest, for the sake of souls. God is looking for people like you who are willing to leave the 99 and go after the one like Jesus did in Luke 15:4. That's what's going on. God's moving strangely. First, he's moving quickly, strangely, and then strongly. So he's moving strangely. Expect to see your answers come, but be open for it to look different than what you might have originally envisioned or have been praying for. God is going to take some of the things that have been against you and turn those into blessings in the end. So you'll want to battle for it. Genesis 50:20 tells us that God will take the things that was intended for evil and turn them to good. And this is going to happen from June to September. You're going to see some unusual things that you're going to want to have eyes to see. No, this isn't judgment or anything like that for those judgment hounds out there. This is God doing something new and flipping around things where the enemy's tried to bring you down. So it'll indeed work out. Don't give up. God is moving strongly. I've been experiencing a radical movement of God's power in my life. I just got healed. Listen to me. For nearly 4 years, I had an affliction that has nearly taken me out. I almost lost my life in 2013. I've had terrible reactions to my environment that have caused me to have panic, anxiety, even hysterical episodes. I've become allergic to almost everything. And yes, I do essential oils, and yes, I've gotten deliverance. Thank you very much. Yes, I poured everything I could in it, and I keep pushing through, and I get slapped back down. I've had to be carried off of a cruise ship when I was supposed to be ministering. I've had to leave meetings. I've been literally tormented, but I got to a place last January that I was not able to take it anymore, and so I came off the road, and I've been literally in isolation for 5 months. My wife has helped me to keep my environment clean at home and clean at my office, but I couldn't go out with anybody. I couldn't go to events. I couldn't be around family because I would go into these reactions that were terrible. So it's been really a really bad time. So God started using me strongly, though. Some people don't even know that. He's been blessing us on the internet. So most people don't even realize maybe I've suffered this badly, but I'm telling you now because I don't want to celebrate the enemy. You know, why report bad news, right? But I want to report right now that I heard the Lord say to go to Canada Glory Awakening meeting with Todd Bentley and Fresh Fire USA in Hamilton, Ontario. And I got healed the first night I was there. Listen, I haven't even been able to travel, let alone get there. I had a breakdown on the plane. It was horrible. They were going to put me on oxygen on the plane just to get there. And the first night that I got a prayer, all the anxiety and fatigue left, and for the next three nights and 4 days, I got continual prayer. I got totally set free. I got off all medications. I was using supplements. I've been able to start recovering my life again. I highly recommend going there if you can at least. They've just extended their meetings till June 22nd. This is different. You know what? I prophesied this move of God last year on May 31st last year. I said there's a move of God coming to Hamilton, Canada, Ontario, on May 20th, 2016. And sure enough, May 20th is when they started planning it. They didn't know about my prophecy. It just happened, but I'm just saying the meetings are on freshfireusa.com. They're streaming them as well. The power of God, in my opinion, is at the level or even greater to the 2008 Lakeland outpourings. This is the eighth year since Lakeland, and Todd Bentley is fully restored. I know this for a fact. I've been part of that. God's using him to ignite a fire that is going to take the world. And so I came home this week totally healed, seeing God move in my life quickly, strangely, and strongly. I had no idea. So it's time to cross over and to do all that God has promised you to do. But here's the key. Listen to me, because I mentioned Todd Bentley. You have to let go of your judgments, previous ideas, preconceived notions of what's going to hold you back. So you want to grab hold of what God's doing. Did you hear all those things I said at the beginning? Be open to it coming in a different way. I'll unpack that in a little bit here. I want to get back to the number seven because it's the Feast of Weeks happening June 13th or just a few days before. June 13th is the last day. But that means 7 weeks after Passover. God is igniting things that he said he was going to do. And so here's a question. How about 7 years? This is what God said to me. About 7 years ago, 2009, I had an angelic encounter in South Africa. How about you? Check and see, because God says he's going to do things from 2009, 7 years ago, and he's bringing them to completion now, and he's going to launch a new beginning. Suddenly, it's going to happen in your life. So I got angelic encounters. I got a mantle for my outreach ability. I was given financial strategies that's helped bring millions of dollars into the kingdom, into businesses and ministries. I'm not saying just mine. We haven't had millions come in, but I've released this to others. I had three angels assigned to me, fire, love, and revelation. Also, I encountered the gathering angels. He will in Mark 13:27, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds and to the ends of the earth and the heavens. Notice that the gathering angel operate in the winds, and we are in the winds of change right now. They are angels with one purpose only, and that is global harvest or a full blown revival. Now, they remain dormant and silent until they're activated by God and they come with the wind of change, which usually we're in this right now. It's right around April, May, June. But I'm seeing these angels posted, positioned right all around the world. And I saw last year in Hamilton, Ontario, I saw the gathering angels there. That's why I prophesied that date for this year, because I felt God say there's going to be an activation, and it may be one of the first places that these angels are activated, and then they get to go back with you. You know, God will do this. So what we need to do is interact with, ask God to show you what's going to happen, because God showed me that some of the biggest revivals in church history are coming, in all of history, are coming now into places. He even showed me when I got back home, Los Angeles is going to have a move that was bigger than the original Azusa Street revival. And I'm just expecting, I live here. In other heavenly encounters this week, God spoke to me that we need to break the curses that came against previous moves of God, previous revivals. Judging the prophetic, judging supernatural movements, and judging people actually is what's shutting us down and what's prevented a major move of God. So we want to let go of judgments, let go of offerings even, these types of things. You know, that's why we haven't been able to get a sustainable move of God, because of judgments, because we need to raise money for global kingdom work. That's important, because the season we're in right now, called the Feast of Weeks, which is first fruits offering, this is the time to activate what God has been calling you to do. This is the new revelation that, you know, I'm going to, maybe you've heard me talk about it before, but some extra stuff. Prophet Bob Jones died before his life prophecy about a 1 billion soul harvest could take place. Bob also spoke about the gathering angels being part of that, and that they would be around the globe. Every time Bob would talk about the 1 billion soul harvest, he'd say it's going to cost a lot of money, because he knew that we needed to reach people without cash, or we needed new strategies. our old ways are not working. Obviously, because if they were, we would already be in this. We wouldn't be delayed. There was a revival that was supposed to happen in 2005. It never happened. And now here it is 7 years later. It's coming back around. So I believe that this is really a strategy. I'm sorry, it's 11 years later. It's coming back around. So we want to let go of judging people. If you look up this, because what we're talking about here is being able to release financial strategies into the kingdom so that we can have the money to go and do missions outside the box, to go do what God calls you to do when he calls you to do it, to be able to fund ministry work, to be able to have that freedom. Listen, I'm not into money for money. I am into kingdom resources and releasing it out. That's one of my specialties. So those who get judged me already, you're operating in the old. My goodness. So Luke 6, 37 and 38, listen, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Jesus says this, forgive and you will be forgiven. Wow. You know, it's the measure that you use. In verse 38, here we go. Give and it will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be used to you. Now, most of us have used this in the area of tithes and offerings, which is absolutely true. However, if you don't apply the first verse about judgment, then you're not going to reap that overflowing into your lap. So if you're not reaping from God, you're sowing, or you're not seeing a movement of God, or the heavens might be closed right now, it could be. In fact, I will tell you, it's most likely judgments against others, or this is what God revealed to me this week, against God's word about giving and about revivals and about evangelists. You know, I was under a curse or a limitation for over 10 years. I believed in giving. Oh my goodness, I was a tither for half my life. But there was times when God wanted me to do something beyond that to get me set free. And God spoke to me, he said, yes, you are a tither, but you don't understand the biblical principles behind seed and sowing and timing. And this is so important because we need to be able to hear God and respond when the Holy Spirit tells you. And so I felt fine with giving $100, maybe, you know, in an offering or something like that. But I was often offended when they would ask for $1,000. You know, or maybe you see this on TV quite a bit. And unfortunately, it might have been used a little too much. And so some people have gotten turned off. But now we're in danger of missing when God has something that he wants to do, a strategy that he wants to do. Now, listen to me. Three times God called me to give $1,000. Once in 2005, I was watching Christian TV. I just had an encounter that morning with the Lord. I had a dream and about Genesis 40, the Joseph anointing, and how Joseph stepped up, interpreted some dreams. And I clicked the TV on, this guy saying the same thing, and it came to the $1,000 offering, and I did not respond at all. The Lord showed me, listen, I didn't know this till this past weekend, that I not only just didn't respond, I lost my vision in LA and I had to move away. God showed me that I didn't realize that it was not just from my disobedience, but it was from my judgment and my doubt. And so this brought a curse upon my finances because I would refuse to listen to God when he would try to get me out of this. Then here it comes again, a few years later, 2008. I'm watching the Lakeland Revival with Todd Bentley on God TV, and he's receiving this offering from Deuteronomy 1:11. God will, he will bless you 1,000 times. And he was receiving this. They were taking, and they did. I talked to him about it. They received a $1 million offering for the poor, and God wanted it to go to the poor. And you know what? I was offended again. And you know, that was the year we went $50,000 in debt because God was trying to get me to understand seed and sowing and the results of this. Here we go, 2010, it rolls around again. God will come in waves. And he woke me up and said, I didn't understand seed and sowing again. And then I heard this, message on TV, Christian TV in the middle of the night. And again, I was comfortable with sowing $100 or something like that. But he said, multiply it by 10. Give that $1,000. Guess what happened? In 2010, we gave the $1,000 into that organization that wasn't like what we were doing, but we know that we wanted to do media. And so 10 months to the day, God turned $1,000 into $10,000. Someone gave us $10,000 towards buying a BMW that we could use to go into Hollywood, because that's what I needed. Instantly, as God said, the camera opened, finances began to shift, all this stuff, because I had to break the curse. All right. Well, in 2015, I actually was at Todd Bentley's ministry at Fresh Fire USA in South Carolina. And God reminded me about the $1,000 from the 2008 offering. I'd really never tried. And so what happened is, you know, I give the $1,000 last year. And then by the time I got home, God multiplied it by 10. I kid you not. My ministry received $10,000 unexpectedly. Now, I'm not saying this happens all the time and you need cars and you need all this stuff. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that you want to be in tune with the Spirit of God for the time and season, or any specific time. So there's steps to activate this season, because this is the season of first fruits. And if you read a little bit about that, you'll find out that they gave a first fruits offering during this season. So here's what you need to do. Listen to God and discern what's good soil to give into. Because Jesus said some returns will be 30%, 60, or 100-fold, depending on what it is that God is calling that. You know, think of it as a kind of a venture capital thing in the spirit. God says, this is something I want done. I want my people to do it so I can bless both sides. So here's what we need to do. Step number two would be then to repent of any judgments that we may have carried against people. You know, I heard God say that many people need to repent for God's, not just for offerings and things like that, but just judging his principles. You know, being judgmental towards something that God gave us to set us free, not just giving, but in all different types of things. So we need to give into what we need. You know, if you need a breakthrough or something, you know, you need to find a place that you can give into, that you're hearing God. I'm just trying to explain how to do this right now. And you could actually break curses off your finances. You can actually, I'm going to pray here. I'm not saying that you need to sow into my ministry here. I'm just saying God wants to do this. Hear me. God wants to break things off. I brought this message up in Canada when I was there. When I got healed, I was able to speak and get up and bring this message. And the fear of God hit the room. I'm telling you, when people understood that this is so real, that God's ways are real, and he wants to do something global, and there was just a powerful time. So, you can pray and repent for things. Ask God to show you if you've judged anyone knowingly or unknowingly. This might not even be anything to do with finances. Maybe you have judgment in your life somewhere. This is the time to repent for that. God, forgive us for those things. We need to repent for judging revivals, because we haven't had one. Apparently, a lot of people are judging it. That's what God told me. They are judged so badly. That's why Todd Bentley had to go up to Canada to release a new move of God, because he's judged so harshly in the U.S. We need to repent for judging evangelists, revivalists, because we are the body of Christ. Listen to me. We are moving into a time of possible harvest, but we can't do it without the evangelist and without the revivalist. We need to repent for judging strange movements that we might not understand, like the ones in 2005, where gold and diamonds and gemstones appeared in meetings, or gold fillings. We need to repent and cleanse these things right now. So, Father, we pray right now that we just release all judgments, anything that we've held against a person, anything we've held against a principle in the Bible, whether it's loving, whether it's forgiving. We've judged that. We've gotten judgmental towards giving, and we've seen bad things. That doesn't mean, listen, just because you see one bad thing doesn't mean it's all bad. God wants to release something. God, we just want to come into agreement right now with Deuteronomy 28:8. Here it is. The Lord will command the blessing on you, in your storehouses, and in all in which you set your hand to. He will bless you in the land that the Lord God is giving you. Listen, if you do this, You let go of judgments. You begin to listen to God. He will command the blessing in your storehouse. Whether you, again, I'm not saying this is a time where you need to give exactly into what I'm doing, but I tell you, I believe that the Lord is calling people right now to give, like I have to do, is learn to give 10 times the normal amount. Maybe it's $1,000. I don't know. Maybe $100. Maybe you haven't been able to give. Maybe someone could do what we did last weekend, and that is we did a first fruit offering for the first time because my ministry gives away a lot. We give away $1,000 to ministries and places that we go that I see that needs to, that God speaks to me about. How many evangelists come in town and actually give an offering instead of receiving? You know, I'm just saying, I've had this. It's not, money doesn't control my life, but now I can actually release and bless things. So I've been doing that $1,000 offering to other people and ministries and seeing things happen. I've been doing that since 2010. This year, we upped it. We multiplied it by 10, and we gave, Enlight Connection gave $10,000 last weekend into the revival happening in Canada. And it was a big stretch, not like we had it or anything. Still, we're praying it in. But this is an offering that God wants to do. I'm going to say that, you know what? I want revival. I want to be jealous for revival. God's moving in Canada. Why not Los Angeles? Why not here? So, for us, you know, if you want to give into my ministry, we're here in LA, Hollywood, to reach the media, arts, and entertainment industries. And, I've been prophesying behind the scenes. I've been helping people. God told me that we're going to see a revival in LA bigger than history. I don't know if you can grasp that. Bigger than history. Now, it's not only here. It's going to be all over the place. How about your place, where it is? How about your life? A move of God in your life right now. I just got healed. I'm on fire. I want to tell you, I haven't felt this good in 10 years or more. My energy's back. My mind is back. And it was instant just like that. And broke several things off. And you know what most of it was? You know when my energy and everything came back? When Todd broke off of me prayers and curses from Christians. Because we're the body of the Christ, but the body is sick. And I'm like a prophetic word. The body of Christ is sick, judging itself, turning on itself. That's what cancer is. It's when the body turns on itself. So we want to actually break this right now. So Father, we pray right now. I pray that you would activate this prophetic word for June. I pray, God, that you would release right now the revelation of 7 weeks ago. What it was you were doing at Passover. Release that strategy to us. Release any promises that have been hidden. And God, I pray that you would activate all the gifts that we need right now. And I pray that you would show each one of us if there's anything that needs to be repented from, if there's any judgments in our hearts that we can say, yes, God, move in my city. Yes, God, move in my ministry or at my job. Yes, God, so that we can actually receive that Luke 6:38, where we can receive that pressed down, shaken together, running over in your lap because we listened to verse 37 and repented of judgments. So Father, I pray that right now that you would activate the Holy Spirit even greater. And those who need healing, Father, I pray, right? I tell you, I have been on fire for the last week before I went, but now even more on fire with the Holy Spirit. I have been having encounters every single day. In fact, right here in this room, the Lord, he didn't come in and he didn't cross the veil into the physical realm, but he came in for the last 2 days for about 5 minutes and gave me instructions on what I needed to do and what I needed to release. This was one of them that he changed my message for tonight, and I want to release that to you. And if you want to give and help us out, my website, DougAddison.com, there's the donate button, or right if you're watching the webcast, there's the donate now. Consider giving a first fruits offering or becoming a partner with us. You know, we have people who donate every month. You'll get a weekly update from me, from my ministry. And there's things that I don't tell publicly that I have the partner intercessor update. We do a partner activation video. You'll get 10% off of your purchases. Plus, we pray for you and part of changing God's world through his love and power and the supernatural. Also, this month, we have a special 40% off the my book, the 2016 Prophetic Forecast. This is still, wow, a lot of the things I've already said are still in here. I mean, there's things about God moving and doing things. So it's now going to be just the paperback version, $7.20 until further notice. You'll want to grab hold of that. Get these things. Check us out on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Doug T. Addison, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, also the Daily Prophetic Words that you can get, hashtag Daily Prophetic, or on my website. Also, don't forget to download that free ebook, Hearing God's Voice Clearly for Yourself. All right. Well, I want to do something right now that I didn't get a chance to do. We just launched something. We launched our school, the Online Prophetic Activation School. And so just give me a second here as I change screens and get that loaded up in front of you. I'm going to switch over to another screen right now. And I, you know, we launched this last week, I think it was. And sometimes, you know, right around May and June, not always the best time to launch things because of vacations and stuff. But I felt I heard the Lord really clear, really needed to get this school out and going by May. And I created this. It's called Hearing the Voice of God 365 Online Activation School, because this is the time, like never before, we need to hear, we need to discern the voice of God. And so I have these three different types of messages. One is to hear God, the prophetic. It's all the different areas of that, not just speaking it, or it's not just being a prophet or anything like that. It's just being able to hear God through your gifts. And I also have understanding the supernatural, which includes dreams and discovering your destiny. So I put together this school so that you could, would activate you to shift the spiritual atmosphere. That's what I do. Shift the spiritual atmosphere over you, over your city, over your ministry. So there's 12 sessions. They come once a month. One of them is called Discover, where you discover how God speaks and develop a lifestyle of hearing God. Now, it's a 90-minute teaching that comes once a month, but then there's all these activation exercises. That's why it's an activation school, and lots more. So the second one is Recognizing, and this is where you can you start to learn to discern. I tell you how I journal and do different things like that. Session three is I'm Perceiving. It's one of my favorite. Is being able to understand the source, whether it's from God, the enemy, or other sources, much, much more. The difference between a word from your soul and a word from God, things like that, how to flip the negative. Number four is prophecy, developing your gifts. Session five is on dreams. We'll do a whole month on dreams and understanding dreams. Session six will be activating what you've been learning so that you're not just on hearing the voice of God, but how to overcome the obstacles that we all have, how to respond to it, and get a breakthrough that you need. Seven's a lifestyle, developing that lifestyle, becoming naturally supernatural. And I talk about a lot about the supernatural spiritual atmosphere, and I teach you how to do things. Now, this is a school of ministry. Number eight is to create, expressing creativity. God will speak through art, through movies. I'll even go into the prophetic meaning behind tattoos and different things like that. Session nine is how to empower. This is really reaching out. This is like prophetic evangelism, prophetic outreach. 10 is discovering your destiny. And 11 is how to activate your finances, how to activate your business, your calling, how to get strategies for the next level. And number 12 is the supernatural, where it's encountering the supernatural, where I go very deep into things like heavenly encounters, all those unusual things that you don't usually get to talk about on Sunday morning. And so also each session has 12 exclusive mentoring sessions with prophetic leaders that you might know. Lance Wallnau, Sandy Grakowski, Lana Bowser. Oh boy, I like Lana. You ever see her on Elijah List? Johnny Enlow, Sean Smith, Jeremy Lopez, Bob Hazlett, Chad Dedman, Stephen Wendley Buckland, Kat Kerr, Barbie Breathitt, and Katie Souza. These are on fire people. I want to tell you, I did a private mentoring session with just me and them for you. And they release, every one of them releases an activation prayer at the end. And it's so, so powerful. In addition, you'll get, you know, you get the 12 video teachings, the 12 mentoring sessions, over 25 hours of content. the PDF downloads of my teaching slides, and then also you'll get the MP3 that you can put out on your smartphone or whatever, and so you can get this into your spirit. And then we do the weekly activation exercises, emails that come to you every week, weekly emails to stay connected. And listen, live orientation and group activation calls for the first, for June 2nd. That's tomorrow, June 2nd. If you sign up right now, I'll show you how you can be part of the call tomorrow. I'm going to do these activation calls that are a lot of fun. And so it's going to be the activation calls for this summer only for those sign up now. And, but if you sign up for the free trial that I'll show you, you can be on the phone call with me tomorrow. But it's on Thursday, June 23rd, and Thursday, July 28th. You don't have to be present. You'll hear the recording. If not, we will record it. And also, your next step is just go to hearinggod365.com and sign up for the free 14-day test drive. Cost you nothing to sign up, and it's really 100% free. So, people ask me how much would you expect to pay for this, because it is a school of ministry. And I've seen a lot of other schools, and I'm not judging them. In fact, I've done it myself. We can charge up to $1,500, but I want to really make this as affordable as possible. It's at an introductory time for $37 a month. Unbelievable. And plus, right now, we're extending this until for the next 2 weeks. We're extending these bonuses. You'll get $175 of free bonuses if you stay on, not just signing up for the free trial, but if you stay on after the 14 days. I'll throw in the Detoxing from Toxic Christianity online workshop, give you my notes even. That was a powerful one. Also, Dream Interpretation online workshop that I did. And the third one is Changing the Spiritual Atmosphere Over Your Relationships. And this is so powerful. Plus another one. Hey, there was four bonuses. Accelerating into Your Life's Purpose, the digital download training. This was my original training I launched over 10 years ago that is helping people write books, get set free, do things they've never been able to do before. But the bonuses are only available if you enroll, and you have to actually not just get the free trial, but you have to stay with it. All right, I just want to explain how it works. The 14-day free test drive, it is free. So you'll get module one. That's the 90-minute teaching. You'll get the mentoring session with Johnny Enlow and myself. You'll get the download audio and the PDF and the other resources. You'll start to get the emails. And then what happens after that is after the 14 days, you can stay in for the 37, or you could ask us to cancel. That's fine. But then after that, every 30 days, you'll get another module that'll get unlocked every 30 days. But we do have an option to fast forward, and that's to get everything all at once. Let's say you're an overachiever and you want to save a little more money. We can get all 12 modules all at once. If not, you can't fast forward in the other way, $37 a month. But this is $397, which saves you $47, so saves you over 1 month. So those are the options. Your next step is to go to Hearing God 365 and just sign up for the free test drive. Really got nothing to lose. And God, I just am so convinced that God is going to do something with this. He gave me this strategy over 2 years ago, and it's taken us some time and some warfare to get to it, but it's good. Boy, everyone that said, I can't believe this is $37 a month to go through this level. And here's the cool thing about it. It's ministry school that you don't have to leave your home. You can do it from the privacy of your own home or office or whatever. You can do it at your pace, your leisure, and you have access to it as long as the life of our website, basically. And so that's it. Be sure to sign up for that free test drive. I'm going to go over to the chat room right now and check in with Pam. And I think might be others. I think Jenny might be in there too. All right, we got some questions, some Q&A coming in. And let me just see if I can get that in front of me right now. Hold on 1 second. I got a different mouse. It's acting funny. Okay, let's see what we got. Hold on, okay? I can't scroll with this mouse for some reason. Come on, let me scroll. I can't go up. Let me just move my screen around. I'm seeing it, but it won't let me go up. I just changed. Oh, here we go. I got it. All right. Let me find the ones for. I move too fast. Okay, here it is. I got it. Thank you. Question from Karen. I have multiple chemical sensitivity. How do you find a community? How do you find community when I can't go outside? I know exactly what you're saying. That's exactly what I was suffering with. I did it online. I did my community online. And, you know, that's one way to do it. And I understand totally, Karen. So, Father, anyone who has this terrible, terrible thing, I just pray right now that you would cause a breakthrough like I got. A breakthrough now. And take authority over this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is so misunderstood. Even family members think you're just crazy. Or, you know, they think it's in your head. Because it's just misunderstood. A lot of times it's mold, toxicity, and things like that. So I feel for you. I'll be praying for you. Here's one from Felicia. how do you move forward in your life, yet hold on to the hope of knowing that God is going to release your breakthrough at any moment? How do you know when it's the time? Okay, I call this contending, right? You want to contend. There's tension when you're contending. You know, it causes you to really feel that tension. There's things that you can do in the midst of your breakthrough and waiting for it. How do you know it's time? If you're checking in on it, God will tell you. He will begin to give you signs and roadmaps. If you haven't seen anything that's happening in a while, go back and look for maybe the last thing that you heard God say and try to do that. And I don't really have a formula of how it works. I just know generally because I've been a coach for so long that how this tends to work. So I just want to say that depends too what season you're in, Felicia, or others who are waiting for the same thing. You might be in a season of your life where you're just learning, or maybe you're in a season of your life that things have changed. So there's lots of different layers into it, not just one quick, simple answer. So we just activate right now, God, that you would cause people to know where they are, you know, that on the map, the roadmap to destiny, and release them in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Okay, here's one from Margie. I've heard that from God and have received numerous confirmations, but I don't know how to get started. Does that mean it isn't not time yet or something missing? Well, I don't want to just be cheesy here and say read one of my books, but a lot of this, both of these questions here are answered in my book, Personal Development, God's Way, or the audio series, series I have, Accelerating Your Life's Purpose. I go into these things about knowing where you are right now and figuring out how to take steps, things that you can do, and to know where you are. I've also done a webinar on it, and we release the replay once in a while on the webinar. Come to think of it, we have that one available now. If you want to get the breakthrough on it, we put together an online course on how to get a breakthrough for yourself and how to become your own breakthrough coach. And it has some of these things in there. So we just browse around on my website. You're going to see some things. Or if you'd like to know how to be prepared, actually Hearing God 365, if you really got my opinion, I'm not just trying to sell you a course. This will set you on the course for hearing God and discovering your destiny and along the way. And there's exercises and things like that. So, that's what I could recommend. Here's one from Fuzzy. Can you have signs in the natural after a healing or a prophetic word as a confirmation? Yes, absolutely. I recommend signs in the Bible, you know, getting a confirmation in the Bible, as well as signs in the natural. Psalm 86:17, I think it is. Give us a sign of your goodness, so that we may know you're with us. And also, I think it says, that's on one of the other versions, but give us a sign of your goodness so that my enemies may be put to shame. Now, the sign of your goodness is in the natural realm. So yes, grab hold of that in the natural as well as with a Bible verse. Here's one from Jenna. I don't know. Let me get back to Jenna. Hold on. My mouse is touchy. I don't feel called to the workforce, But I have healing and restoration ministry, yet I get a better job done. I need to get a better job right now. Nothing's turning up. Okay. Well, here's the thing. People don't feel called to the workforce. I believe that we're all called to be outside of church. And I think this is one outside of ministry. And I know that you have a full-time ministry. Hey, I've been in full-time ministry, but I still have my office in a shared work environment with people in business and other people. I think that one of the things that has killed our global harvest is the separatism, is a teaching, a false teaching that went out to say to separate yourself out. And I'm not saying you have this, Jenna. I'm just saying a lot of people do. And then we need to get back out there because God's not going to move or be activated until we are actually start doing it. But right now, you know, you need to get a better job right now. Then nothing's turning up. I've got a book that I just released is Flip Your Financial Future. And it's got how to work on the internet, how to, you know, to do some things that might help you in those areas. So try that. So God, we ask you release that over Jenna and others. And thank God for her with that restoration ministry. Make it clear what she should do. Here we go. This is from Jen. I keep seeing 155 and I can't find a scripture regarding these numbers. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe you might want to. There's a couple different things when you get numbers that you don't understand. It could be 15:5. It's possible. Or it could be 1 and then 5:5 is double grace. And one is the Lord. So God is trying to move something right now. Also the 3 add up to 11, which is transition, you know. So what I would recommend doing is asking God to show you what these things do. But I know it has something to do with grace. And I know things keep lining up for you. Interesting, huh? Okay, let me try to pull this screen down a little bit more. Here's one from someone. I can't read their name. But why are these? Why are there so many conflicting prophetic words? You know, that is a really good question. And I don't want to judge any other prophetic people. But I believe that there's a couple of reasons. And I get asked this all the time. Conflicting prophetic words go on because some people might not be hearing clearly or they might not be interpreting properly. What I see is that they're over-interpreting. Some of the prophets or prophetic people are over-interpreting or misinterpreting what they're hearing from God. And so therefore, you can get a prophetic word. An example, the second coming words that we were in the blood moon prophecies. Yes, the blood moon prophecies was a sign of something new coming. And that Jesus is coming again, but not in a big second coming. He's coming again in a revival. Because when we get the rapture end time, we start getting that type of theology, I've noticed that it shuts people down. No one does any work because they think they're going to be on the next train out. No one invests in the kingdom. It's killing us. That's another false. I think it's a false. It's a true prophecy or, I'm not saying it's a false prophet at all. I'm just saying it's a misinterpretation because the enemy's using that. I said that all wrong just now. Let me go back. It is a misinterpretation that causes things like the second coming to cause the church to shut down from doing the work. And Jesus will never come if we're shut down from doing the work. So that's another reason. Another reason it could be there's syndromes that kind of like, you know, in the Bible during the time of Samuel. Eli was an old prophet, and it said his eyes were weak. So we have some people with weak eyes. We have other people who are prophesying because of the internet who don't have a platform, and you don't even know that. They don't have a platform. Or we have some people see in part. 1 Corinthians 13 says we see in part. We prophesy in part. So what I've noticed is I might get something that's different than what you get or what someone else is getting. And mine might be for a different people group, but yet we release them and people think it's for everything all the time. Those are just a few ideas, but I think God's going to start to really change this around right now. Take a sip here. This is a question from Donna. Do the trials ever stop growing in intensities or is this part of higher calling? they're always going to be there. Because if you look at Jesus, that's my measuring stick, is Jesus always had something. The enemy was always, Satan was trying to kill him in the boat, you know, or a crowd was trying to throw him off the edge. There's always going to be warfare and resistance. Now, what happens is how you respond. And you can get to the place, like the Apostle Paul said, he counted it all glory to suffer. And that's where I've gotten to a place in the midst of my affliction. You didn't hear me complaining. I hope not. Instead, I'm releasing positive prophetic words. And I've been trying to just really say that your grace is sufficient for me. But at the same time, I'm not going to put up with this. You know, behind the scenes, we're praying. We're battling against it. We're contending for our breakthrough. But I want to just tell you that when the higher callings come, you know, for a real high calling, like I just entered into a season of my life after 25 years of what would be considered the office of a prophet. Now, I don't walk around with it telling people this, but I almost died to get here several times. I almost died. We have been almost wiped out. I'm not saying that that's going to happen to you. I'm just saying higher callings usually take a lot to get there, but God will bless you in the midst of it. So be grateful for everything. That's the secret to that. Here's one from Emily. How do I get the baptism of fire? I really want this. Well, that's actually the anointing. I've been on fire. It's an impartation of fire. I guess I've been on fire. I feel like I'm on fire for the last maybe week. Just before I went to Canada, when I was there with Todd Bentley, and since I've come home, I feel physical manifestation of heat on me in various parts of my body. It's very obvious. So you can ask for it right now or go places that have it, that activate it. So I'm going to do it right now. Just pray right now. Everybody who needs this, you know, this activate, this, the ability to move in greater fire and greater power, in greater anointing. Father, I pray that you would activate us right now and Holy Spirit would come. You know what? How minded is for me to move into this new season that I'm in right now. I've had to repent from so much. I thought I was, you know, I thought my times of working through my generational things, oh, I've done that, been there. Oh, no, no, no. I had to go so deep this last 3 months to get healed and to get into this new season. I had to go back and look at things. I've been literally on the threshing floor of forgiveness and on the threshing floor of driving more out of my soul, more out of my soul. And the result of this is greater fire. And you can start to feel that. You can see it happen. And so just want to press in for that with you. Here's one from Savannah. Can you describe what happens, what's an open heaven? And how do you know when it's there or when it's closed? Well, an open heaven is a presence the heavens can be open or closed. So if they're closed, we're going to see less creativity, less ability to hear God, less of the attributes of God, depression, sickness, those things. When the heavens begin to open, they can be open over you, over a person. They can be open over your house or your office. They can be open over things. And it's like this. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to pray, right? Or there were certain places in the Bible where they were seemed to be, they would hear God or go to those special places. I've actually, this is what I teach in my Hearing God 365 online activation school. I teach you how to open the heaven over yourself. I walk with an open heaven, and it's from repenting from judgments. It's from doing different things like that. Judgments will kill the heavens around you. And I know this because I was, you know, God began to speak to me about it, but I started studying some of the tapes of William Branham, you know, some of the previous moves of God. And he was one of the great, prophets back in the 1950, the healing movement. He walked with an open heaven. And I watched a tape when he said, because when things weren't working, the angel wasn't next to him in this meeting and he couldn't do anything. And so he said this, "If my tongue has cursed me, Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, I repent." Bam, the angel comes. You can't see the angel, but you could tell he gets the name and address of the lady. She gets healed right there. But you know what? The power of the tongue. And when I started, that's why I released this message. Listen to this again, because there's so much in this. about this message of forgiveness and judgments. You know what? The world is so consumed with judging right now, and that's why we're 22 years behind on the last move of God. And the Lord spoke to me really clearly, and that you want to open it up over yourself. It has to do with getting rid of judgments. Hope that helps you, Savannah. Here's one from Jody. What if God asked you to give an account, an amount of money, and you don't have it? Well, there's a good question. I mean, if you really, really don't have it, you could put something down towards it, you know, or take a step of faith. Remember when God first called me when I was coming into the kingdom and I was in, you know, I didn't make much money. And I was, in my early 20s, I had you know, bills and debt and stuff, and a lot of stuff was going on. And I needed to start tithing. It was so hard, 10%. So you know what? I just made a deal with God. God's into deals, right? And I said, you know, I'm going to start with 1%. And as you give me more money, then I'm going to increase it. I was up to 10% and even more in no time. So if God's called you to do something, here's an example. When I went to Canada, God told me that, you know, that was last week. He told me to go get on a plane, even though I was very sick. I used my frequent flyer miles. We didn't really have the money for me to do this. Didn't have the ability. And I was supposed to go up there and remove the judgments that the church had placed against Todd Bentley, against evangelist, and against giving. And I was supposed to receive $1 million offering because we need to get so much for this next move of God. Now, the million wasn't for me. It was to get a TV network to do it just for this next move. And so I go up there. And God gives me this strategy. And here's what I felt, though, is, all right, we might not get a million, but how about 10% towards the million? How's that? How about $100,000? And so I've never, ever done anything like this. And you can go to theriverchurch.ca or listen to what I just said here. I released this strategy about it. I just released it on this webcast here. But listen, this is what God said. Is that if we could get 10% of it, then he would start to do something. I think the offering that night came in at $72,000. I've never seen an offering like that. I didn't get it. It went to Todd Bentley and they're, you know, they're moving it towards the revival there. But what I'm trying to say, Jody, is if he asks you to give it, then give a percentage of it and keep track of that and begin to see if that opens up even more and see what happens along those lines. Here's another one. Good question, by the way. This is from LT. And let me get my mouse going again. How can I tell the difference between judging others and God giving you a discernment about something that's not quite right? All right. I go into this in my Hearing God 365 Session 3. I go into this in detail because judging others is a critical spirit. You know, when you're speaking against others, it's critical, as opposed to discernment. Like we're supposed to judge a prophetic word. I can tell when someone judges a prophetic word that I give them based on the criticalness. They'll say, where's that in the Bible? Roll their eyes. They'll do different things, and they'll just deflect it. That's not judging a prophetic word. That's not discerning. So God might give you the gift of discernment. Now, I do some detailed teaching on this, the gift of discernment that most people have. They don't understand. They don't know how to use it because most people haven't been trained. And you can discern when something's not quite right, but you don't have to judge it. You don't have to be critical about it. You can pray about it. You can keep your tongue tight about it. There's some examples. All right. Hey, everybody. DougAddison.com. is my website, and be sure to check out my daily prophetic words and also my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. Go to hearinggod365.com and just take the 14-day free trial. Check it out. I hope you can be there, because if you do, you can be on the call, the activation call with me tomorrow if you sign up for the free trial right away. And then we'll be doing the activation call tomorrow. And I'm going to turn this into a prophetic word that's going to go out around the world. And I just want to pray over you right now. God, we thank you for all the good things. Thank you for my healing, God, and for all the people who've prayed for me over the years and supported me, even on my trip to Germany and all the things that I was doing to get healed. And Father, now you're just moving in a greater way. And I pray, Father, for all the people out there who need healing. I pray for the activation. I pray for fire. I pray for this new movement in the Holy Spirit. I pray that you would release what we need right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. See you on the internet.